This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iowasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, you could not call Iowa's weather this year in the growing season normal by any means. And while moisture was more plentiful than in years past, it gave us a second half of the year that was dry, which opened the door to different diseases and pests. One thing we learned was soybean cyst nematode is out in force. We talk with the folks at BASF next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Soybean cyst nematode became more prevalent in Iowa here in 2024, and we're going to be looking at ways to deal with it. And one of those is going to be a tool coming from BASF. Bill Backus is with BASF and covers Iowa and parts of South Dakota and talks about the fact that they are going to be launching a line of their own traits coming up in 2025. One of those traits it developed is a soybean that will be better equipped to do battle against soybean cyst nematode. Now it is definitely in the approval process, and they're hoping to have it ready by 2028.
BASF, we've actually developed a new soybean cyst nematode BT trait called Nemisphere. It's the first BT soybean basically for use in the U.S. We're going to be launching that pending regulatory approval in the year 2028 is where we're targeted on that. And again, very specific to the soybean cyst nematode. It's below ground. It only expresses in the white tissue, basically in the root, but nothing in the green tissue above ground. So, but again, it's a CRY14AB1, whatever the heck that means, but that's a BT gene basically that we've inserted in and basically going to control soybean cyst nematode. Really doesn't matter any type of nematode. It's going to really control that as we get into that from a soybean cyst nematode perspective. But we're going to make sure it's always for resistance management. It's got to be stacked with either a P88788 or a Peking gene, so you have to have those together. So that's a big piece of the puzzle.
The key weapons we have in our war against SCN, PI88788, or the Peking genes, could be in danger of losing their efficacy if we don't find ways to boost their strength or continue to use them improperly.
You know, if you think about it with PI88788 being the one that's basically the increased virulence on that actual native trait, it's not working as well as it used to. When it, you know, it's been around since the early 90s, you know, really in a big way. So we're hitting 30 years of using that, and it's basically overusing just what we do of every trait, right? We overuse things. But really, and then you think about, you know, let's all go to Peking. Let's just use Peking, which is the next new one out there. Well, actually, Peking is older than PI88788. We could just never breed it and get it into the soybeans. The problem with it is it's not quite as durable as PI88788, so we want to make sure we're going to be good stewards of these and rotate them and do everything we can to manage that pest. You know, we want to be a good steward of that. We want to make sure we rotate, we do crop rotation. Obviously, Iowa, you know, we do a lot of corn and soybean rotation. We make sure we do that. But we also want to rotate these traits, you know, to increase their durability. We also want to use a good seed treatment like Alevo that, you know, that really has some of the best protection out there for soybean cyst nematode and sudden death syndrome. You know, in our trials, we're seeing about a 4.3 bushel advantage with Alevo over the untreated check. So that's a solid, you know, response to just adding that one component for seed treatment. So doing these things that we can do to manage through that, and then really just understanding, you know, how does it move?
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.